Baseball is America's pastime, and opening day is the grandest holidays for those who love the game. Today, we should be celebrating a new beginning. Tickets, hot dogs, sodas, beer, and nine innings of new hopes and dreams. A game involving a little white orb will not be played because of our orb, Planet Earth, who is under attack from an uninvited stranger. What some fear is worse than polio, the Spanish flu from the early and mid-20th century, COVID-19 has taken our great game and put it on pause. However, like those other strangers, and with the help of scientists and healthcare providers, this storm will pass as well. We'll leave our houses. You can go to the grocery store or restaurants, but us, the baseball fans, we have something else in mind. We'll load up the family, and we'll head to the ballpark. We'll remember the greats like Mays and Mantle, Sandy and Ryan, Jeter and Poppy. But right in front of us will be the new greats, Verlander and Scherzer, Mookie and Buster, and of course, Mike. We may not know when, but this storm will pass like the others. And when the skies are blue and the sun is out, baseball will be there. We will play again. So today, as we sit at home, let us not sit in fear, but instead celebrate. Celebrate life. Celebrate the heroes of yesterday and tomorrow. And celebrate our grandest holiday, opening day.
Broadcaster Trent Rush, and you're listening to Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Now here's your host, my guy, Taylor Blake Ward.
Hey everybody, welcome to Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day, you're locked in with Taylor Blake Ward, and it's great to be back with you. If you didn't listen to yesterday's show, I have a cold bug that's catching my voice. Yesterday, I didn't even have a voice. I had to text Jason Hernandez to ask him to take over the show. I thought he did a fantastic job. Really enjoyed yesterday's show. Always enjoy having Jason on, and I thought he did a great job. I think he's going to come back on tomorrow and help us out. My voice, if you can't tell, is still pretty strained. It is not the COVID-19 pandemic. It is not that. It's just a common cold. It's that time of year, and I just happen to get it. And so I'm not, you know, nothing scary, but appreciate the thoughts and well wishes that I received yesterday. Big item today is that it would be opening day, and despite the COVID-19 pandemic, we are going to celebrate opening day in a sense and talk about the opening day roster that wasn't, that could have been. And I'm going to talk about who I believe would have made opening day for the Angels here on what is March 26th, what would have been opening day against the Astros. Actually, the game would be played right around 1 o'clock today if the game was going to happen. Before we get to that, just a reminder to follow us on Twitter at Locked On Angels. You can follow me personally at Taylor Blake Ward. Also, you can download today's show or subscribe to Locked On Angels via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or whatever podcasting platform you're using to listen to today's show. As I noted, I want to talk about opening day and the roster that could have been. And one thing is, this is speculation. I've told you on the show before that I would not speculate, but this is just creative speculation as to something that would, you know, didn't occur and won't occur. We don't know when the real opening day is, but I hope that when opening day comes, we can celebrate opening day with a lot of joy, a lot of happiness, such as we would have had today. With this opening day roster that I'm going to create here is based on roster moves that were made even all the way up to last night with some options. We're going to start with the rotation. There are four very obvious names. With Andrew Heaney was named the opening day starter. So Andrew Heaney is your opening day starter today. You're going to have Dylan Bundy and Julio Teheran going over the next 2 days, and Patrick Sandoval, which leaves you with an open spot in the rotation, which we're going to touch on. I'm looking at the bullpen, and you've got a few names here. You've got Cam Bedrosian, Ty Buttrey, Keenan Middleton, and Hansel Robles. That is four of the seven potential bullpen spots. So we've got three holes, in that place. Your catching duo, Jason Castro and Max Stassi. I'm going to have Jason Castro starting today, and I'm going to talk about how I would structure this lineup, and I'm going to do a mock game through MLB The Show and have a little bit of fun with that. That leads us to the infield, which is going to be a little bit tricky because you've got to figure out David Fletcher. So I'm going to have Albert Pujols at first base, Tommy La Stella at second base, Anthony Rendon at third base, and Drelton Simmons at shortstop. David Fletcher is going to be my extra infielder, but I'll touch on that in a minute here, which leads us to at least one open infield position. Also, I'm going to add Justin Upton in left field, of course, Mike Trout in center field. I'm going to put David Fletcher in right field today. I'm going to put him in the starting rotation of right field today, but Brian Goodwin will serve as your platoon or fourth right fielder or outfielder. Obviously, you've got Shohei Ohtani at DH. So if you're counting there, there is one extra roster space with involved. So you have one open rotation space, three open bullpen spaces, an open infield space essentially, and you've also got an open roster, two open roster spaces. My apologies. I forgot about the 26 man. So you have 7 open roster spaces that I have not noted yet. I'm going to start with the pitching side of things. And once again, I apologize. My voice is just really strained. So thank you for bearing with me. I am going to start with the four open roster spaces when it comes to pitching, carrying those 12 pitchers, 7 relievers, and 5 starters. Technically, with the way the Angels schedule played out, you could have 4 starters and add that extra bullpen piece, which is what I'm going to do. So just looking at the 40-man roster, those that have not been optioned yet, you have 5 guys that are vying for these 4 spots between Matt Andrees, Mike Myers, Dylan Peters, Noe Ramirez, and Jose Suarez. I'm going to utilize my options here. I'm going to say Jose Suarez goes to AAA, and I'm going to use Matt Andrees as my 5th starter or swingman, in a sense, to start the season, which leaves me with Mike Myers making the bullpen, the opening day bullpen, along with Dylan Peters, who can serve as a long man, and also Noe Ramirez will be in my bullpen. So if you weren't able to keep track of that, my rotation will be Andrew Heaney starting today on opening day, Dylan Bundy tomorrow, Julio Teheran beyond that, Patrick Sandoval, and Matt Andrees filling out the rotation. For the bullpen, you've got a long man in Dylan Peters. You've also got a few bullpen arms, middle relievers, and Noe Ramirez, Mike Myers, and Cam Bedrosian. You have two high-leverage situation relievers in Keenan Middleton and Ty Buttrey, and Hansel Robles will serve as your closer. That is my pitching staff to open up the season for the Angels. And I must note that I'm using some accuracy here, so Justin Anderson and Felix Pena, even though they may be able to start the year, are both on the injured list in a sense. I'm going to put them there, keep them there, as well as Griffin Canning, who, to our knowledge, as of what Billy Epler told the beat writers just a few days ago, may begin throwing in a week, but if that's the case, he would not be available for opening day, of course. I'm going to take a short break to rest my voice. We'll be right back with more Locked On Angels right after a quick word from our sponsors.
Hey, what's up? This is Sean Woodley from the Locked On Raptors podcast. Basketball is my first love, but man, do I love me some Shohei Ohtani. Here to talk about Ohtani and more is your host for Locked On Angels, Taylor Blake Ward.
Welcome back to Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. You're locked in with Taylor Blake Ward, and despite a little bit of a cold, I'm going to try and make a fake opening day roster for the Angels on what would have been opening day for Major League Baseball today, and we're going to celebrate opening day in our own special way. So let's get back to creating this opening day roster that I've created in my own mind for the Angels. Did the pitchers in the first segment. That leads us to the position players. Once again, if you don't remember what I said here, the catching duo, Max Stassi and Jason Castro, first base, Albert Pujols, second, Tommy La Stella, third, Anthony Rendon, shortstop, Andrelton Simmons, left field is going to be Justin Upton, center field is Mike Trout, right field I'm going to put David Fletcher, and DH I'm going to put Shohei Ohtani, which means my bench right now has 3 open spots along with Brian Goodwin as your 4th outfielder. one guy I'm going to add in, and there it kind of works out because when you look at the 40-man roster for the Angels and those that have been optioned already, there are only three names for three positions. So I'm going to utilize those three names. Luis Renjifo, I think he is obvious choice for having on opening day as a bench piece. Another guy is Matt Theis, which you can platoon him at first base with Albert Pujols. And one guy that was very impressive, and some people may call it bias, some people may not, but Taylor Ward had a very impressive spring training up until we stopped playing ball. So I'm going to add Taylor Ward as my 26th man on that roster for the Angels, and that is going to be your opening day roster for the Angels here. So once again, as I noted, I do want to make this kind of fake official if I can. So I'm actually going to structure a lineup as well. So as we go through here, and I'm going to pivot to the side here, Andrew Heaney was already named the opening day starter for Joe Maddon, but I'm looking at my lineup over to the left here. I've got it off to my left. I've got the TV set up. I've got MLB The Show set up, franchise mode. I've got David Fletcher in right field leading off, Mike Trout in center field, Anthony Rendon hitting third at third base, Shohei Ohtani at DH batting cleanup, Justin Upton behind him to split the lefty-righty matchup. He's going to be in left field. Tommy La Stella at second base batting sixth to split those righty-lefties. Albert Pujols at first base batting seventh, and Drelton Simmons at shortstop batting eighth, and Jason Castro batting ninth for the Angels today. So I'm going to give me a few minutes here, and I'm going to mock this game, and I'll give you some highlights as I go through it. So I have simulated this game, and these are the highlights in the bottom of the first. Michael Brantley leads off with a walk and is brought home later with a two-out double by Yordan Alvarez. The Astros lead 1-0 in the bottom of the second. Andrew Heaney gives up a home run to Yuli Gurriel, 2-0 Astros. In the top of the fourth, though, Anthony Rendon leads off with a walk. Ohtani singles after, and Justin Upton brings home Rendon with an RBI single. After that, Tommy La Stella grounds into a force out to first for the first out, but Albert Pujols hits a three-run home run to give the Angels a 4-2 lead in the fourth inning. In the bottom of the seventh, Andrew Heaney is pulled to go after he's gone through the order three times. His day is done with 6 2/3 innings, 5 hits allowed, 2 runs allowed, 2 walks, and 8 strikeouts. Opposite of him, Zach Greinke went 5 innings, allowing 4 runs with 2 strikeouts, 2 walks, and 5 hits permitted. After Andrew Heaney is pulled in the seventh, Keenan Middleton comes in, and while facing Michael Brantley, Yuli Gurriel is thrown out trying to steal second to end the inning. Keenan Middleton would come back in the bottom of the eighth and throw a shutdown eighth inning. In the bottom of the ninth, with a 4-2 lead, Hansel Robles comes in and allows a one-out double to George Springer, and Josh Reddick follows that up with a two-run home run. Hansel Robles would get out of the inning with the game tied. In the top of the 10th, David Fletcher and Mike Trout go back-to-back on one-out walks, and Fletcher moves to third on Anthony Rendon flyout, but Shohei Ohtani flies out to end the ninth. To the bottom of the 10th we go, where Ty Buttrey comes in, throws one pitch to Yordan Alvarez. That ball would land up near the train tracks outside of Minute Maid's playing field, and the Houston Astros walk off with a 5-4 victory over the Angels on opening day. Maybe not the opening day that you wanted for the Angels, but hey, it's fake. It's a video game, so nothing off that. Actually, probably it sounds like it actually would have been a really exciting game. Maybe not for the Angels, but a really exciting game either way. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Locked On Angels. That's all we have for today's show. Thanks for bearing with me. I know my voice is problematic right now, but we're going to have Jason on tomorrow to help us out with the show. Jason Hernandez, who did the show yesterday, did a fantastic job. Thank you to you for tuning in. If you want to download today's show or subscribe to Locked On Angels, you can do so via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or whatever podcasting platform you're using to listen to today's show. Also, you can follow us on Twitter at Locked On Angels. You can follow me personally at Taylor Blake Ward. Right now, we are doing a Locked On Angels All Angels franchise team that you can vote for. I actually have to put the new poll up today, but we're going to touch on that next week. We're going to do the All Angels franchise team starting on Monday. So hopefully you enjoy that. Don't forget, when you're done listening to today's show of Locked On Angels, you can tell your smart device to play Locked On MLB, and you'll be joined by my friend Soli here on the Locked On Podcast Network for the show Locked On MLB. Thanks again for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place. For Locked On Angels, I'm Taylor Blake Ward, reminding you to dot your I's, cross your T's, and enjoy this wonderful opening day, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.